We've been meeting for a wee while now, and in that time, one of the things that I felt has come through, has been really difficult for you and for your family, has been how the media has handled things. I wonder if we can go back and just talk through a bit about that right from the beginning. So, do you want to start to tell me a wee bit about your experience with the media and what that's been like?
Right, the media just, well, in my opinion, the print just total lies just to make a story, and they don't care about the effect it has on you, the person who's actually in trouble, and their family. Worst, you know, they get the worst effects of the media, mm-hmm. because they just want to make a story. They don't care about the actual truth. I just thought, especially thinking about the journalist who wrote the story, I thought he must have been in a different room from me on the day of the court, because what he printed in the paper was nothing like what I sat and listened to and my family listened to. And it's just violating to you, because the print, your name, your address, you know, it's bad enough that it's, there's something happened and devastated you already for what your partner has done. You know, you're going through enough with that, never mind like the whole world knowing where you live and that it's actually you that is married to that person. So I think it was worse as well for me, because the police were coming to my door telling me that me and my children were at risk, our lives were at risk, and then the media printed my home address, which I just found that absolutely appalling. Just, I mean, I thought I was going to be physically sick sending my child to school and my daughter walking to work in the early hours of the morning, you know, because I couldn't physically take her because I obviously had to be home with my son. And I just thought, you know, what will happen if somebody takes her or shoots her on the way to work, because they now know where we are if they didn't know before. And I just thought, they don't care about my life and my children's lives, and all they want to do is get a headline.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. So you felt much more vulnerable as a result of having your address printed, and in this particular circumstance it was really about what then was brought to you and your children, to your door, because your address was then out there.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, it went just so big, the story. I mean, I had phone calls and messages and that from my family telling me it was on the news and, you know, on STV Player and on the internet, and, you know, it was total media, you know, it was a circus. And it was just like massive. It was bad enough dealing with what had happened and like the thought of what could happen already after I listened to what that judge had said. And, you know, I was going through enough emotion without thinking, oh my god, you know, like, it's like enough to deal with on your own, and you kind of like want it to stay in your own little bubble for a wee while so that you can like take all in what's happening to you and try and find a path to take. But then that's taken away from you, because you're, you know, your partner or whoever's pictured. And I was told by my solicitor I couldn't complain about it, because he said they'll come after you, they'll follow you, they'll follow your children, they'll take pictures of you. So I felt completely vulnerable and violated, and I felt like I had no rights at all. I just felt like I've done nothing wrong, I'm innocent, so is my children, but I can't even complain and have anybody help me. You know, because they're saying that the press will then make the story bigger, so I'll add fuel to what they've already done. So I felt completely helpless.
So no voice in there at all, no power in that position, and yet feel the innocent, but feeling like the condemnation was all on you as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, I just felt like, I felt angry and frustrated, and I wanted to complain, and at one point I said to my sister, you're working for me, you have to sort this, you have to do it. And he was like, I know, but I'm trying to save you in a sense as well. And I just felt like I wanted to take them on and say, right, wait a minute here, you can't be doing this, you can't, just because I've put in a complaint about you printing things and that, you know, you'll follow me more and you'll maybe follow my children, and, you know, so you feel like you're oppressed in a way, you know, you have to stay quiet when you don't want to. You want to scream and say, right, stop, you know, and you're just dreading waiting for the next thing that's going to happen and get printed, and you're dreading that there is any photographer and press out there waiting for, like, myself or my children, and, you know, you're just dreading it all, totally.
So it really impacted your day-to-day as well, just on daily life and stepping out your door and how you felt?
Oh, yeah, because you felt, like, shame and embarrassed and, you know, dealing with what had happened already. You didn't really have a chance to take that in because you had to go out and face everybody else day-to-day. You know, you had to face your neighbours, you had to face the school, everybody, you know, like, day-to-day, just people. And you just felt, oh, my God, everybody knows now. Oh, my God. And what they've read was not the truth. So what on earth are they actually thinking about me and my family? I just thought, you know, it's like you just felt to yourself, people would then see you in a different light. And, like, maybe not. I felt bad for my son because I thought, oh, my God, people won't want to play with him. They won't want to come to my house. And, I mean, luckily for me, I have a great network of friends and that didn't happen to me. But I just felt like, I mean, I would be hysterically sobbing, like, thinking, oh, my God, my friends are going to abandon me after what they've read, and just, like I say, more so my children and that, like, being allowed to have friends around, or him then being invited to other people's houses because they might have changed their perception on us of what they read. And, I mean, even further down the line, you still have people saying, oh, right, was that your husband in the paper? Or, you know, like, get my shopping delivered, and the guy made a comment about it just the other week, you know, and you were talking about, like, a long time down the line after, like, it's happened. And so it affects you for a long, long time.
So this is way after the sentencing. This is way after your partner's been given his sentence and he's served that sentence. And even now, a way after all that, you're still getting comments from people in the community based on what the media reported.
Yes, yeah, based on what they read. Because, like I say, when it was actually in my mum's house one day and the guy delivered her shopping, and he knew I was her daughter, obviously, and just said to me, oh, right, so where do you live now? And I said, oh, where I stay in that? And he went, oh, that was your husband in the paper, eh? And he started rattling off, obviously, all the stuff that he'd read. And my mum obviously jumped in and said, well, you maybe shouldn't believe what you read. My daughter has suffered loads because of that, what got printed in that story, and it wasn't even the truth. But people just believe what they want to believe, even though maybe deep down they know it's not the truth, or they don't. They just like the story and the drama. They don't really know the effect of it on you and your life. because it's kind of made me a much more nervous, mistrusting person. You know, I feel more on edge about things and like people around me, because I'm thinking, now who are they, why are they asking me that? Or, you know, oh my god, is that going to get printed in the paper? You just always think that there's going to be more and more happening to you.
Yeah, yeah. Because of what you've seen happen over this long period of time, that it's continued to have that ripple effect as well.
Yeah, because of the massive scale that this seemed to make out of, like, that particular story. I still can't understand to this day why it was so massive for what my husband had got involved in anyway, but even sitting in the court day to day and listening to what the whole of them that were on trial had done, I still can't see why it was so massive for the media. Mm-hmm. You know, but then it wasn't the truth that the media portrayed, mm-hmm. so it was a huge story for them, which I just think, how are they allowed to do that? Are you just chosen randomly and made into a story? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do they pick that your story's the big one?
So you felt that they took that story and they built it into something to capture the headlines?
For sure, because I never thought it would go on the actual news and on, like, you know, getting messages from people and that saying, oh, I've read it online and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't ever think it would be that massive. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at the detail of what actually my husband did, okay, he still shouldn't have done what he did, but it wasn't a huge, massive offence to what was portrayed in the paper. Mm-hmm. You know, what they wrote, there was not one piece of evidence for, and listening in the court, there was no charges for any of them on what they wrote in the paper. Okay. None of them.
So in terms of how you've coped over the last, I mean, this has been a long time that your family's been under this pressure and it's been very difficult. You mentioned a good network of friends. What kind of things have helped you over this period to cope with all of this?
Yeah, my friends and my family. Luckily, I couldn't have asked for better friends, and they all just, like, closed around me kind of thing and just rallied round. I mean, I had somebody there every day, whether it was phone, text, at my door. I mean, you know, my friends were all great, and funnily enough, a few of my friends are actually married to policemen, and one friend in particular, she was over asking to do if I needed to do shopping, because she thought, I hope you're going out, you know, I don't want you hiding away, but if you are, what do you need? You know, so they knew me and what kind of person I am. So, you know, they did keep me going, or I would, I felt like committing suicide at one point. I'm not joking. Because of reading what the press wrote, you know, and you just can't take it in. And you just think, oh my God, I'm never going out again. Or how do you show your face again? And it does, it has a massive effect on you.
Mm-hmm. And now, how do you feel now?
Angry and bitter, mm-hmm. I feel like, just, obviously the story's passed and it's not such a huge thing anymore. I mean, like I say, I will still get the odd comment and, oh yeah, that's your husband, but I just feel angry that they're allowed to print what they like, mm-hmm. without it being factual, without them having evidence to back it up. They write it to make a story. They don't write it based on the truth and facts. And they don't care about the people who are innocent and the family and the children. They don't care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still can't understand why they were allowed to print what they did when just a day or so previous the police had asked me to actually leave my home and move out and cause my life and my children's lives were at risk, and the press were still allowed to print what they printed.
If you were able to speak to somebody within the media, somebody with power and influence, what would you say to them now that you think would be, what would you say, what would you love them to hear from you as a representative of families who have been in similar situations and are in similar situations to you've been in?
Have some compassion and just maybe look at the bigger picture instead of what's selling your paper, because it's a devastating effect on people's lives, and maybe you should look further into going and speaking to maybe the family, or not on the basis of printing the story of what you think you're going to get, but on the basis of actually, like I say, having some feeling and compassion for the people who are innocent in it and who are having to deal with their life being turned upside down, and they're devastated with what's happened. And you should have a bit of thought for what's going on with them and the children attending school, but having to go into work and see people, your job and how people perceive you, and just the way people look at you, and you know, and put themselves in their shoes maybe and think, how would you like to be treated? And would you like to be treated in this way? Where you'd read something and you thought, but that's a lie. And you knew you couldn't do anything about it, and your hands were tied, and you had the threat of it becoming even worse if you spoke up and said anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And for families, have you got anything you'd like to say to other families who have faced or are facing what you've had to deal with? Anything, any encouragement or anything you'd like to, you think might help them?
Yeah, we should all try and get together and have a stronger, bigger voice and try and make the media see that we're people and human beings, surely with rights. And I mean, in a sense, you have to just stick in there and keep your head down and get on, because you have children and you have responsibilities mm-hmm. in a life. But I think families in this situation need to try and come together in some way and have a positive maybe effect and outcome for the future, for the way the media behaves and portrays stories and people mm-hmm. just for their own gratification, really.
There was one more thing regarding the impact it has on you now.
Yeah, thinking about the impact now, it still gives me absolute dread if someone asks me my name, my second name, my surname and my address, because then in my head that automatically takes me back to the name and the address being in the paper, and I just link that with, they know who I am, oh my God, they know that that story was about my family. So, and I mean, you give out your address quite a lot without thinking, you know, even phoning Next to get a collection, ask your address, or you go in a shop and ask for something to be delivered or picked up, that asks your name and address, anything, just simple little thing. And, you know, I still think, oh my God, do I have to tell you? I don't really. So it really is still ongoing, just even a simple thing like that.
Any final words before we end this interview?
No, I just hope things change in the future, and people don't have to get such a rough ride and dragged through the media circus. And, you know, they can maybe have a little bit of comfort, because it's hard enough dealing with what's happening. And they know that they're not going to read a pack of lies, or, you know, sit and read about their lives in a paper and for other people to judge them. I hope that things change in the future.
We do too. We do. Thank you very much.